All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer, I know you know I got to wait till Sammy Hagar does his thing, man. Every time.
I like it now.
I got to do it. hey, listen, we're still on this. We're not done with it. If you want to call in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. 833-68-RIGHT. That's the new number here at the Right Side Studios. So on this issue of Mar-a-Lago, the Mar-a-Lago fiasco, I'm calling it, and I agree with Jay Towne. Don't go. And like I said earlier, when Kent, if you're still listening, when you called in, and I said, listen, man, don't put yourself in a bad position of giving them something. All right, don't give them something. They are looking for reasons to claim that everybody on the conservative side are just a bunch of nuts, and we're not. You know, we're mad. And rightfully so. I appreciate Jay's pragmatic, make sure that we speak, but that we don't act in such a way that we give them grounds to claim, or for that matter, let this be something that baits us in. However, I will say this. We cannot sit idly by and just go, huh, look at that. That is the wrong answer. We cannot just allow ourselves to be so complacent about this issue that we just kind of wait and see, just going to wait and see. I mean, there are certain things in our control and certain things not. I cannot control the legal processes. I cannot make somebody come to the microphone and tell us what happened. I cannot, mandate that there be an investigation by Congress, especially with the Democrats in charge. But what we can do is continue to ask the questions and raise our voices and certainly vote. Alan Dershowitz, story on Daily Wire, he wrote last night. Alan Dershowitz, you know him, the famed attorney. Like what did I call Jay Towne? The American attorney. I don't know why I said. Anyway, Daily Wire dated last night. Dershowitz reacts to the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, says Biden administration has weaponized the justice system. Famed attorney Alan Dershowitz weighed in on the reported FBI raid on former President Trump's Florida home at Mar-a-Lago on Monday, slammed the Biden administration for weaponizing the justice system. Said Dershowitz, a raid is supposed to be a last resort. But this administration has used the weaponization of the justice system against its political enemies. It's arrested people, denied them bail, put them in handcuffs, used all kinds of techniques that are not usually applied to American citizens. Now, do they conduct raids? Certainly. And most of the times, by the way, well, he says it right here. Let me just go to that. He says, the law is clear. You don't engage in a raid unless you've exhausted all of the remedies, unless you believe the person you raided will destroy the evidence. But raids are not a first recourse in America. They're a last recourse. He says the government's going to have to show they exhausted all other possibilities. I would say in some cases, the raid, it depends on the crime, the expectation of the criminal activity, or the criminal activity taking place, or the fact that you're trying to stop something from further happening, or the destruction of the evidence, like it said. Those all play in to the evidentiary standard that must be met in order to secure the necessary warrants. There has to be an affiant. Jay said that, as a matter of fact. There has to be someone who is willing to sign an affidavit, a sworn statement as to what leads them to the point of seeking the judicial signature, the warrant, if you will, that gives them authority then to walk in the door. Well, okay, all of that apparently happened, and yet all we've heard so far, and Jay pointed it out, all we've heard so far is the archives wanted some documents, some stuff, some boxes of stuff, some things that they felt like should be in the archives. Okay. If they should be in the archives, well, the archives is not where you go and put things that truly have an impact on national security. The archives is not where you put things that are part of a mounting investigation leading to a grand jury indictment. No. So if the archives referred this, Jay points out, it may very well have been nothing more than a misdemeanor potential, and they raided the president's house for that? We got more on this. Short break because I spent a long time with Jay Towne. We'll come back and unpack it a little more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Yes, indeed, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right. Finishing up this topic, we're gonna move forward here. I got other things we got to talk about, but this is a big one, and I'm a little shocked by the lack of callers, Boomer. I mean,
I was like, come on.
You're watching the phones. I mean, I know you're watching the phones. I see you. You're right there next to the phone. So, okay, people, 833-68-RIGHT. I'd love to hear your opinions about where this is headed. What do you see? I mean, does this inspire you in some way, or does this leave you in a position of being very wary of government? What about you, Boomer?
Ooh, wary. I'll talk about it. I'm like, for this, I'm like, it's like what you were saying earlier in your monologue and everything of, if people just think that it's just about Trump, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean, there's so many other things going on behind the scenes. And if they can do this to a former president and the candidate that's most likely running against them coming up, what are they going to do to us?
Yeah. That's why we got to keep our heads on a swivel. That's why we got to be, you know, reaching into that that passage from, where was it, First Chronicles, that like the sons of Issachar, men who were aware of their times. Mm. In other words, they were watchful and they knew what was happening. Anyway, all right. Wow. You got one of the other verses that I quoted right there on the desk.
Yes. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith. Act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love.
I like the be watchful part. The way I memorized that verse was be on the alert. Mm. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith. I like the part where it says act like men. Mm. I love that. Act like men.
Act like men, guys.
Hey, man up. That's what it basically says.
Yes.
All right. Daily Caller, dated yesterday. Daily Caller, no reason to be fearful, Democrat senator tells taxpayers not to worry about the IRS expansion. Okay, so I'm in this whole section, the Mar-a-Lago fiasco, but to me, this smacks of government overreach. And so you see a lot of the statements being put out there, like the one by Kristi Noem, I think it was, that basically said, okay, add this to your expansion of the IRS and tell me why we shouldn't be concerned. I'm paraphrasing, but that's where she or somebody went. All right, I'm doing the same thing. What I'm saying here is this raid on Mar-a-Lago smacks of government overreach. At the very least, it smacks of a complete disregard for, I don't want to call it protocol, but at the very least, a complete insensitivity to the political realities they're dealing in. Now, I'm not so, you know, blissfully ignorant that I think, oh no, they just didn't realize. No, they realized what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. But now they're also got to lump that in the same week that happened, same 48-hour period that happens. They also passed the bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. Give me a break. And now in the middle of that, there's a $45 billion being earmarked for enhanced tax enforcement, which includes adding 87,000 new IRS agents to the IRS. And Democrat Senator, what's his name? Ben Cardin of Maryland says, millions of Americans aren't going to be impacted by that, other than getting better service from the IRS, having their telephone answered, and getting the questions they need in order to comply with our tax laws. Now, see, here's how many times are we going to start hearing in the near future, well, if you're not guilty, you've got nothing to worry about. Oh, except that you can persecute my business and you can come, you know, you can come audit at will, because you got people now looking for the opportunity to justify their existence as government employees sucking down a paycheck, you know, basically becoming the loathed tax collectors of the biblical times. You got a caller, Boomer? What's going on? No? Somebody came and went? I will say this. I don't like it, but I am not going to sit around quaking. I don't like it, but I'm not going to wind up walking on eggshells. We got to live, folks. We got to live. Be wary. Be aware of your times. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your powder dry. I said all that in my monologue, but But we cannot allow this to breed fear. You know what they did with COVID for the last 2.5-3 years was they bred the fear of COVID as much as anything. So U.S. Representative Jerry Carl, though, I didn't appreciate his response. At the very least, I didn't appreciate his verbiage. He was on my buddy Jeff Poor's show, and Jeff wrote up the piece in 1819 that talks about it, dated yesterday. U.S. Representative Carl says hiring 87,000 additional IRS agents makes him a nervous wreck. Folks need to be worried. Okay, first of all, don't be a nervous wreck, and don't be worried. All right? Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all you do be done in love. Okay, there's a different response here. He says, there's some things in that bill, Jeff, that really got me a nervous wreck. Come on, sir. That's not leadership. Once that vote was through, I haven't had a chance to dissect this completely, but I do have some punch notes on it. He said it made me nauseated that it actually passed. Someone has to explain to me why we need 87,000 new IRS agents. So here's one of our congressmen telling us that he's a nervous wreck and it made him nauseous. All right. Somebody find me a better response than that. All right. Anyway. Okay. Let's wrap this up. You got to... What was that caller there? What?
Oh, the caller just wanted us to know and just for us to verbalize that, you know, the FBI is supposed to be moving to Huntsville, you know, in Alabama. And they were just saying, man, we don't need that corruption right now. What's going on through the FBI?
Well, okay, let me say this. There are bad, let's pick one. Well, J-Town made the example. There are bad police officers occasionally. There are occasionally... like I just saw one yesterday, there was a female soldier at Fort Hood, Texas, who was just convicted of stealing $1.5 or $2.5 million worth of equipment. There are bad people in good places. And I would just suggest this. Do not try to lump all of the FBI into what we're seeing here. In fact, I wouldn't even lump all 30 of those agents. Those agents are sworn to uphold and defend. And if they are told by their super, it's just like a soldier. If a soldier is told, if it's illegal, immoral, or unethical, they have a right to resist the order. But for the most part, a lawful order given is a lawful order that must be followed. And the same will be true in the chain of command with the FBI agents. Let's don't do that. I mean, the FBI training center, what I want to see, an FBI training center planting the flag in a conservative state like Alabama, where the people are going to live in the community and have sort of the cultural, I don't want them going to New York City. I mean, do you want the FBI to get their training and to sort of plant their flag in New York City of all places, or in Denver, Colorado, where they have legalized recreational marijuana? I don't think so. No. So I would much rather see them plant that flag right here in Red State, Alabama. Bless our economy with it, and hopefully we can love on them, go to church with them, eat at restaurants with them, and by God, they'll walk out of here with their back straighter, even more so because they lived in Alabama. And I'm not going to lump every single man and woman in the FBI into the category of this political persecution that I feel like we're seeing elsewhere. All right, hey, is that Jeff from Indiana? Line one, Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, Phil.
Good. Yeah.
Well, not doing too good, considering everything's going on, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. What are your thoughts on this, man? I guess you're calling in about the Mar-a-Lago stuff.
Yeah, well, I think we can pretty much declare that the executive branch of the federal government is in tyranny.
Wow.
And you're just going to have to figure out how much tyranny that you'll be able to accept. I mean, you know the history, how Germany did the Jews. You know, at first, you know, they degraded them, you know, and they were this, that, and everything else. Kind of like how all conservatives are, you know, homophobes, white supremacists, and everything, you know. And that's pretty much what they did to the Jews. And then they basically, the only difference between us and what happened to the Jews is that we're armed yet. They took their arms away. Couldn't fight back. You are well armed. And another thing, you know... And the Constitution was written, the Second Amendment. Why does everybody think it just means small arms, where I could bear arms? As far as I know, a knife and a crossbow are arms, any armament. So if they would have meant for just mean, you know, guns and rifles, they would have said that, wouldn't they?
I would think so. In fact, if you look at it, the 9/11 hijackers didn't use firearms. They used airplanes, and we're not outlawing those.
Exactly. I think it's going to come down to basically a civil war between the right and the left.
Well,
I don't want to do that.
No, I don't either. And I don't think it has to come to that. In fact, I think if anything, it has to come down to the right and the left have to come to terms at the polls, and we have to get a fresh class of leadership in there that's not going to wind up, by the way, you know, capitulating and being filled up with Romneys and Murkowskis. We're going to have to get some more Freedom Caucus types in there who will toe the line on hard topics like what we're talking about right now.
Well, I mean, even can you do that if they don't want to? I mean, if the courts, you know, tell them to do something and the Congress tells you to do something, all the power of enforcement is in the executive branch. They can just tell you to go pound sand.
Well, they can.
Who's going to stop them?
Well, they can. Like that's what you're talking about, though, is exactly what I'm talking about. That's why I'm concerned about these 87,000 IRS agents. I don't want an executive branch that can weaponize every aspect of its different tentacles and make our lives miserable. But at the same time, I mean, I think there's a fine line here. I don't want to see this ever devolve into a conversation where we talk about, you know, civil war. I don't see us going down that road. No time soon.
I mean, I hope not, but I see it. If things keep progressing the way they are, it's inevitable. I mean, we'll look at the elections and everything. We don't even know if they was even stolen or not. You know, we never got to look at all the evidence.
Well, more to come, brother. You keeping your head on a swivel, though, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I'm well-armed and keeping swivels.
All right. Take heart, man. I've never heard you this blue, though, Jeff. I mean, I'll be honest. You usually call in with a little more lilt in your voice. You don't have it today, though.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm looking around and seeing what's going on, and, you know, it's just like throwing the frog in a pot of cold water and turn the heat up. It's going to boil before it knows it's getting roasted, and I'm afraid we're going to get boiled.
Well, not if we keep talking about it like this and keeping people aware. And I do believe, by the way, there's going to be some accountability out of this. We just got to make sure that we have the right leadership to push for the accountability. But
yeah, and that's another thing. You know, if the Republicans do take back over and everything, do you see Hillary getting locked up? Do you see Hunter Biden getting locked up? The problem is the Democrats go after everything, whether it's a crime or not, with Republicans, and plain crimes out in the plain view, the Republicans just cower and just let it go by.
And that's because in a lot of ways, the Democrats believe in the power of big government, and the big government being the answer all to everything that they need, the panacea for all our needs, which means it also has all the enforcement that they could possibly want to put in it. Whereas Republicans are more prone, they're not all, but they're more prone to be mindful of civil liberties. And they don't tend to be the ones who overextend. But I think we're going to have to bring some accountability. We can't sit through the 4 years we're sitting through right now and not come out the other side of it and go, well, by God, let's convene the next round of investigations. How do you like us now? There's going to have to be some accountability on some of this.
Sadly enough, I think that the Republicans will have to fight fire with fire and basically weaponize the DOJ and everything else against the Democrats. That's what they're doing to us. And if we don't do it against them, I don't know what you can do.
I don't want to go down that route, because what I'm seeing right now, unless they come out with evidence that Trump had the missile codes in his pocket, and that's why they did the raid, I mean, I don't want to see the weaponization of government by Republicans, because then we're no better than they are. What I do want to see is I want to see investigations. I want to see clear evidence. I want to see transparency, and then, if necessary, an indictment, but it better follow along with a whole lot more than what we're seeing out of them right now.
Yeah. Well, I just want to see equal justice, and that's not what we're seeing.
Yeah.
We're seeing justice on one side and just, you know, look the other way on the other side completely, even when there's high crimes, you know, and it's just, you know, what can, you know, until the Republicans do like Democrats and go out in the streets and basically protest and, you know, cause a scene I don't think anybody's going to do anything.
All right, Jeff, I ran long, brother. We got to run to a break, but I appreciate you. Hey, hang in there, man. Do not get down, all right?
I'm hanging, Phil, but it's hard to do.
I know. We're right now still in the day after phase, but it's just take heart, brother. We're gonna work our way through this thing. All right, listen, we got to go to a break. All right, man. Boomer, take us out, brother. We're gonna wind up running out of time. I'm gonna come back and have 30 seconds to talk. I hadn't heard Jeff like that. He's our regular caller, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, you take heart, brother. We are not done. We are not down. We are not out. Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. By God, just playing right. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on all of North Alabama, even parts of Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi, and podcasting. By the way, the podcast of the show we jumped yesterday. We had, 470-something downloads yesterday, and we're sitting on, where did I say we were, Boomer? 60 what? Where are we at?
68,300.
68,300 downloads, and our second biggest audience is in California. So we love you, California. Thank you for being so much of a part of our audience. And that's a huge deal. This message has to get out. Let me just do this. I'm gonna take it aside and go down a road that I had not planned. I mean, I got other stuff, man. I got other materials that I haven't even touched on yet. But let me do this. On the rightsideradio.org website, we've got a section called Recommended Reading, Right Side Recommended Reading. It's basically, if there's a book that has been impactful to me, something that I found to be significant, more than just your average, novel or brain candy, they're listed on there. There's only about a dozen, and I add a few as we go along the way. But one of the books, if you have not read this, it's actually an Alabama author. An award-winning author, a best-selling author, Andy Andrews, who, by the way, happens to also be one of the best public speakers I have ever heard. Like I was entranced by his presentation. But Andy Andrews wrote a book which is on our recommended reading list, has been for quite a while. I've talked about it, but it's been quite a while. It's called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? Whew, there's a title for you. How Do You Kill 11 Million People? The premise of it is you can kill 11 million people if no one bothers to question government. Because that's what happened in Nazi Germany. No one was willing to question. No one was willing to ask the hard questions and to differentiate truth from rhetoric. And the questions even asked in How to Kill 11 Million People, what's more dangerous, politicians with ill intent or a too trusting population that allows such people to lead them? And it goes on to say, this book is a wake-up call to be informed and passionate, to become informed and passionate citizens, or suffer the consequences of our own ignorance and apathy. It says we can no longer measure a leader's worth by the yardsticks provided by the left or the right. Instead, we must use an unchanging standard, the pure, unvarnished truth. It's a great read. It's not even a big book. It's one of those that's so simple you could probably read it in one sitting, but it is so worth your time. How do you kill 11 million people? By not keeping your head on a swivel, by not keeping your powder dry and being willing to act and react as needed. How do you kill 11 million people? By sitting still and saying nothing, by being a sheep instead of a sheepdog. That's how. So am I concerned? Yes, I am. And all of us should be. I'm not gonna be down. I'm not gonna walk on eggshells. I'm not gonna live in fear. But by God, I'm not going to have my eyes closed or my head in the sand. We can do better. All right, folks. Those of you in Birmingham, you're headed now to be with my friend Greg Davis from Priority Talk. Those of y'all in Huntsville, we're staying on another hour. We're going to switch topics. Triple Dippers moving forward. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.